Hi, and welcome to this educational podcast from AJ Bell. I'm Charlene Young, and joining me today is Dan Coatsworth. And this episode is all about life goals and investing towards them.
I think it's very important when you're investing to have a plan in the first place. Just think about why you want to invest and kind of what the goal is at the end. There's lots of things that happen to us in our lives where we need money. So that might be getting married. You might have your children going to university and you want to help them avoid getting into too much debt. Or, you know, you might simply just want the holiday of a lifetime. So I think planning ahead is very important here. And I think if you get into the habit of putting money away on a regular basis, you'll be thankful later on. But it's very important to stress here, before you invest, make sure you've got some money that you can use for emergencies. I had an issue with my washing machine the other day. You're looking at £400 or £500 to get a new one. I think we've all been in these situations. You know, you send your car in for the MOT and then you get the friendly call from the garage saying, here's all the bits you need to have fixed. So I think the idea is once you've got some money put aside for these emergencies, then you can think about how should I go about forming a plan for investing, particularly if I've got some of these life goals ahead and I want to make sure I've got money aside to do it. Now, if you've got children, I think one of the big challenges in your house might be space. So if you can't afford to move to a bigger home, one option is to get a loft conversion. It adds another bedroom to your house. And I think you could probably spend about at least £50,000 on getting that done. So the idea that if you could, you know, think about this, something might happen to you in the coming years, why not start this journey now? Start investing for the future. If you, you know, I'll give you an example. If you've already had £10,000 saved up, now, to hit that £50,000 goal, you need to put aside just over £500 a month over 5 years to hit that goal. Now, those figures are based on achieving 7.5% annual investment return and having 0.75% annual charges. So I think when you're making these plans to hit these life goals, do think about what you might be able to achieve and just be realistic about it. Don't be too think about you can easily make lots and lots of money. You know, perhaps it errs to be on the side of caution here when you're trying to do your planning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for that, Dan. And yes, definitely being there on the washing machine side of things. So as Dan mentioned, there's all sorts of different types of goals. But once you've got a handle on which ones are the most important to you and maybe a realistic time frame for getting there, you can then start to think about which type of account might fit your needs, because there's lots of different accounts out there, all with different sort of perks, some that are completely tax-free, that can help you sort of really get on that journey once you put that goal in place. So let's kind of put that goal into practice. I'm going to go for my mastermind specialist subject of pensions or dream retirement. So there's specific accounts designed to help you get there, the main one being a pension account. There to help you save for retirement. Why is that? Well, the money that you pay in gets a boost from tax relief from the government. And then when it is time to come to retire and maybe access your pension, you can get usually up to 25% of it tax-free. Your employer or your business can also save into that pension. There's allowances to be aware of. So timelines, obviously very important. Here with pensions, your money is effectively wrapped up until you reach retirement age. That's currently 55, but we'll be going up to 57 in 2028. You can, of course, leave it invested for a bit longer if you don't have plans to kind of finish work or wind down once you reach that age. There's no kind of fixed obligation for you to start taking your money out at that point. How much do you need for the goal? As Dan's mentioned, try and put a figure on it. How much could you afford to invest each month? What's your time frame? What could you be looking at in terms of return? I think the big thing to mention here, it's not all about these like lump sums that, you know, we mysteriously uncover. You can get started with as little as £25 a month if that's more your kind of ballpark figure. Some people are much happier saving a small amount on a regular basis. And again, accounts such as pensions are really geared up to help you do that. So as we say, yeah, investing isn't all about lump sums. It can be what we call a little and often activity. And goals aren't always about some, you know, inheriting money or finding this lump sum under the carpet, because that's not realistic for all of us. So I've obviously focused on pensions there and a few key features, but there's lots of different accounts designed to help you with those different goals. For example, getting onto the property ladder. There's a lifetime ISA designed to help younger people. So you need to be under 40 when you first open one. But again, that has features and perks. Go away and read about them, because there's restrictions too about how long your money is potentially wrapped away for, as we've mentioned. But that is, and if getting on the property ladder and saving towards a deposit is important to you, go away and look at those type of accounts. And then we've got the traditional ISAs. So we're all about the investment ISA, and that helps people get investing free of tax. So the money that you put in there will remain free of tax. The returns you generate will be free of tax. So ISAs typically can be used for those kind of longer term investing goals that Dan's mentioned. So whether that's your loft conversion, whether that's a wedding, in the sort of medium to long term, or that kind of big once in a lifetime holiday, whatever floats your boat, whatever your investment goal is, I'm sure there's an account out there for you.
So just one final point. For example, if you are saving up for your wedding and you want it to happen, say in 3 years' time, just be aware that the, you know, if you're putting money into the markets, that the value of your shares or your funds can go up, and as they can also go down as well. So perhaps don't be too aggressive if you're trying to save up for something big, because the last thing you want to happen is that you reach the end of that 3 year period and you think, okay, hopefully I would have hit my goal by now because I'm about to get married. I need to pay for everything. The last thing you want to happen is for, you know, the markets to go through a bad patch, which they can do on a regular basis, and find that you don't have enough money there. So just think, well, if I've got a short time frame, is investing right for me? Should I actually be saving money in cash instead? So just some things to think about. Hope you found this podcast useful, and please do listen to the other ones that we have available. Thank you for listening.
Before you go, please remember this podcast is for educational purposes, and the views expressed don't necessarily reflect those of AJ Bell. The podcast isn't telling you if a certain investment is suitable or not. Don't forget that the value of investments can change, and you can lose money as well as make it. It's also important to remember that how you're taxed will depend on your individual circumstances, and rules can change. The way an investment performed in the past may not be the same as how it behaves in the future. If you want help, go see a qualified financial advisor.